Lunch.net. Lunch was provided by Porcino Taqueria, located in North Portland at 3524 North Mississippi Avenue. Porcino Taqueria has been serving Portland since 2005 and has been committed to both the communities and the food that they serve. More information online at porcinotacos.com or at their two locations on North Mississippi and Southeast Hawthorne Boulevard. Dinner was provided by Namaste, located at 8303 Northeast Sandy Boulevard. Namaste incorporates the culture and heritage of India into their restaurant, offering lunch and dinner buffets. They also host special events. More information available at namasteindiancuisine.com. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is also available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Board meetings will be conducted at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, unless otherwise noted. The KBOO Board of Directors meets the fourth Monday of the month, starting at 6 p.m. Please call 503-231-8032 to verify if a meeting is being held.
All right, ready. Good morning, good morning. I am Joanne Hardesty, and welcome to Voices from the Edge. I am so excited by today's program. I have not talked to my friend, Greg Pallas, in over a year, so this is very, very exciting for me. I will stop trying to be a fangirl and tell you, read his bio. Greg Pallas has been called the most important investigative reporter of our town, of our time. Up there with Woodward and Bernstein, The Guardian says. Pallas has broken front-page stories for BBC Television, Newsnight, The Guardian, National Magazine, and Rolling Stone Magazine. In September 2016, before U.S. presidential elections, Pallas released his movie, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, a tale of billionaires and ballot bandits based on his New York Times best-selling books, predicting Donald Trump's election. Boy, we were laughing then. The film turned out to be a smash hit and continues to be shown all around the U.S., as well as being used by grassroots activists as an organizing tool to fight voter suppression. The updated post-election edition of the film, now titled The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, The Case of the Stolen Elections, was released in November 2017. Pallas is also the author of New York Times bestsellers Billionaire and Ballot Bandits, Armed Madhouse, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, and highly acclaimed Vulture's Picnic, named Book of the Year in 2012, on BBC Newsnight Review. His books have been translated into 24 languages. Pallas is known for complex undercover investigations spanning 5 continents, from the Arctic to the Amazon, from Karas House to California, using the skills he learned over 2 decades as a top investigator of corporate fraud. Among his front page, top of the news, award winning stories, he uncovered the theft of the 2000 U.S. presidential election in Florida. He exposed the financial vultures attacking Argentina, Congo, and other nations, resulting in changes of laws across the globe. The hidden story of BP's Deepwater Horizon blowout, the Bush administration's secret pre-invasion plans for the oil fields of Iraq, the U.S. involvement and the attempted coup against Hugo Chavez, undercover exposure of Enron's purchase of British government favors, and on and on and on. He is, in my opinion, really an American hero. And the last quote I will read is from Robert F. Kennedy. He says, Greg Palast is one of my heroes, the last investigative reporter in America. Boy, isn't that true? And without further ado, welcome my friend and an ally, Greg Palast. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm sorry you kept... You stopped reading. That was wonderful.
Yeah, sometimes you forget how wonderful you are, don't you? Man, you have been nonstop since number 45 took office. You are everywhere. How are you?
Well, I'm glad my mother wrote that, though. No, it's from The Guardian. I'm glad to be back with you, Joanne. I'm so glad to be back with the KBOO, my KBOO comrades. And this is Greg Palast, in case you just tuned in and you missed the wonderful words about me. But more important, I want to talk about the wonderful words for KBOO, Joanne, and Voices from the Edge, and really say that this is our moment.
Yes.
To step up and say thank you, Joanne. And additionally, you know, some people, if you think, hey, that Greg Palast reporting is important, this is your moment to support me by supporting the voice that gets me out, KBOO, your weapon of mass instruction in the Portland area. I'm hoping today that I have a lot of people join me. Again, this is Greg Palast calling in from Hollywood, where it's nice and sunny, and supporting this wonderful station. And how can they support this wonderful station?
They can support us, Greg, by calling 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. They could go online at kboo.fm. They can become a member and supporter of this fabulous community radio station. And one of the reasons we're fabulous, because we're fortunate to have guests like you, Greg Palast, because you have showed up over and over and over again when we've called. And quite frankly, you bring us news that we don't get from anybody else. And you have been working hard. I see that you've got cross checks on the lines now. They are on life support. You have been following the activities of what's been happening across the globe. You have been tracking just so much information. Just what information can you share with us today to help those in our listening area be active and actually saving our democracy from all the chaos that's taking place now?
Well, I got to tell you, it's every time it's like whack-a-mole, Joanne. By the way, I want to say that if you make the call, and I want to add this, is if you call 877-500-5266, I'm an investigative reporter. I investigated and found out that 877-500-5266 is actually 877-500-KBOO. Isn't that a coincidence?
That is.
877-500-KBOO or KBOO.FM if you're going to go online. And here's what we're offering as a premium. I don't know what the minimum donation you're going to tell me, but the film, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, I just released. It is not on Amazon, so don't go there and see. Get it cheap. No. It is only available for my wonderful nonprofit community stations and one of my... I'm going to be honest. I'm allowed to have favorites. I support a few hundred stations, and KBOO is just my favorite, and that's all there is to it.
We feel jealous.
KBOO, we love KBOO, and you get the special brand new 2018 The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, the DVD. This is the activist DVD, which is actually commissioned by the Reverend Jesse Jackson. It is shorter, it is punchier, it is newer. It's shorter, but you're not missing anything.
No.
You're getting the full thing, but it's much shorter for a good reason, so that you can show it in your home to groups, so you can show it at your church, you can show it to school, you can show it at your massage circle, you can show it, you know, at I would love to show it at Klan rallies. Maybe it'll change some minds. But if...
And only for
a...
But
this is really the story of white sheets and spreadsheets. This is how...
Oh, white sheets and spreadsheets. Oh, my goodness. You are, in fact, the reporter. It's only a small donation of $60. You'll become a member. You'll get this fabulous, updated DVD. This has been absolutely a bestseller all across the country. And isn't this in like 25 different languages? I mean, you've been...
Yes. Well, there's also the book, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, but there's also the... Now, this is very important right now. My film, The Assassination of Hugo Chavez. And by the way, he wasn't assassinated. This was actually the film I made of my BBC investigations. You really need to know what's going down in Venezuela now. And the way to find that out... Nothing has changed since I covered the coup d'etat against Hugo Chavez back in 2002. I was working for BBC Television and The Guardian, and I actually got inside word. I got the inside word actually from Hugo Chavez, and I'm going to tell you, Delcy Rodriguez, who today is vice president of Venezuela, came to me when I was speaking in London. And she said, "You got to get to Venezuela right away. President Chavez has asked you to come because he's about to be, they're going to try to overthrow his elected government." And I said, "Who's Hugo Chavez?" I'm not making this up. This is, okay, you got to forgive me. This is 2002. No one knew who he was.
Right.
And so then I told BBC, "Look, there's going to be a coup d'etat in Venezuela against Hugo Chavez." And they said, "Who's Hugo Chavez?" And I said, "Take my word." I started looking into this guy. What an amazing guy. And here's a line from the CIA fact book. The CIA fact book, this is their internal analysis of Venezuela, said that from the day Hugo Chavez took office in 1999 to the day he passed away in 2011, in that period, in that 12-year period, he reduced the rate of poverty in Venezuela from 50% to 27%, basically cut poverty in half.
Wow.
That's what the terrible Chavez dictatorial regime did. And they used the same stuff, that he was unpopular, that he's a dictator, all this stuff. I was there. I became friends with a lot of the opposition people, the people running against him.
Right.
And they were nice guys. And we go to a rally, and literally in one town, one woman showed up. One person. So we had a rapist at her house. And then I burned my tongue. They were really hot. And then I went the next day with Hugo Chavez to the same town, 2,000 fanatic screaming fans. The whole town was going crazy. Why? Because he brought them running water. He brought them electricity. He brought them housing. There are a million people living in cardboard shacks. I kid you not, when I started writing about Venezuela in 1976, a million cardboard shacks in a nation sitting on top of the largest pool of oil in the world. Now, you can get the DVD of my investigative reports from Venezuela in the DVD, The Assassination of Hugo Chavez, and that you can get for a donation of...
$60.
$60.
So $5 a month?
You got to stop giving this stuff away, Joanne.
I know, right? We want this information in the public's hand. We want people to know this is about supporting a very small staff, lots of volunteers just like you who show up on a regular basis to help keep this radio station on the air. So, yes, but for $120, they could get both. So this is a win-win-win.
And I'll tell you what, for $120, if you get both, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, the Activist Edition just came out, can't get it at Amazon, can't get it at Best Buy, you forget it. You can only get it from Joanne by calling 877-500-KBOO. That's 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266. And this is Greg Palast saying, get my investigative reports from Venezuela in the DVD, Assassination of Hugo Chavez. Minimum donation, $60. $60 gets you the brand new, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, a tale. This is the brand new one, the Activist Edition, which is the case of the stolen election. $60 minimum donation. I'll tell you, anyone who then makes the $120 donation for both And by the way, when I'm on Democracy Now! Pitching there, they make it $120 for each. So this is a super sale for KBOO. I will send you also, free of charge, and free of charge to KBOO, by the way, is the Steal Back Your Vote full-color comic book on how they've been stealing elections. So you get the full-color comic book. And by the way, I want to thank Keith Tucker of Portland, who, if you do get the film, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, The Case of the Stolen Election, the brand new Jesse Jackson activist edition, you will see cartoons drawn by the man who drew Who Framed Roger Rabbit, Keith Tucker of Portland. We have cartoons in there. We have incredible animations by Keith Tucker. You'll also get the comic book, The Best Steal Back Your Vote, if you make the donation of $120. And I say donation, that means it's tax deductible. Better for Joanne and KBOO than the Drone Ranger, than Agent Orange. $120 minimum donation gets you the DVD, The Assassination of Hugo Chavez, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, the other DVD, the brand new Activist Edition, Steal Back Your Vote, the comic book. Make that call. This is Greg Palast. I'm talking like this, like a guy selling you a Barca lounger on cable TV, because I love Joanne's program. I love Joanne, and most important, I love KBOO, your weapon of mass destruction in Portland. Hey, you can always go to KBOO.FM. Make that donation. Pull out their credit card. Come on.
Yes, have Jenna who wants to say thank you to some folks who've stepped up and become members and joined our community supporters. And so let's bring Jenna in to say thank you, thank you, thank you.
That's right. It's time to say thank you to Tammy from Portland who's renewing. Sarah, who joined all the way from Alfred, Massachusetts. Yeah,
nice.
East Coast. Theodora, Portland was renewing. And Curtis calling from Kaiser, a new member of KBOO. Thank you so much for becoming a member today. Join them at 877-500-5266. You know, our theme for this drive is Smash Fascism, Restore Humanity. You can do that. 877-500-5266. Join Tammy, Sarah, Theodora, and Curtis. You can also go on to KBOO.FM and smash that donate button, because smashing fascism is a lot of fun, and that's what that donate button
so
is.
So smashing is a new term.
I
am old, so I don't understand what that term means.
It means to just own it. Take your hammer of justice
own
and
it.
Smash the fascism. And then also, if you become a member right now, we have a $250 match.
Oh, nice.
So call in now and your dollar will be matched. I mean, so many things. Not only do you get Greg Palast's DVD, you can get the comic book if you're able to donate that much. And you know, it's super local. Thank you, Greg, for making it super Portland. We love the local here with Keith Tucker. Yes. So 877-500-5266.
And I love that comic book. That comic book is so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Greg, I love you because you make your folks crazy, because every time you come on to help us with a pledge drive, you always toss something else in, and they're like running around going, he said what?
Well, it happens. I know it creates a little bit of a logistical problem, but we will get you those comic books if you make if you get both DVDs, that is The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, The Case of the Stolen Election. That's Greg Palast and Ms. Badpenny on the Trail of the Bad Guys, Keith Tucker's animations and brilliant cartoons. And I want to thank Tammy, and I want to thank Sarah all the way from Massachusetts,
yes.
And I want to thank Curtis. This is why I do this, because it's because of you guys, the fact that you are joining me in supporting KBOO. I get up in the morning, I don't get paid for doing this, guys. I do this for a reason. And if you like what I do and I donate all my films to Democracy Now!, I donate all my work and effort for KBOO, the reason is there ain't nothing like this. For example, we've been talking about this system, CrossCheck. It was created by Chris Kobach of Kansas. If you can't remember that, just think KKK. That's the guy that Donald Trump, you know, in my film, I said, look out for Chris Kobach of Kansas. Look out for Donald Trump. Here's how they're going to steal it. They stole it, and then Trump made Chris Kobach, made him head of his so-called voter fraud commission. And then the whole thing finally imploded. People said, who's this guy Chris Kobach? Because they didn't see the movie. The best democracy, money can buy what you can get by calling 877-500-5266. A measly stinking $60 donation for that DVD, the brand new 2018 Activist Edition, and make it another 60, throw in 60 for the assassination of Hugo Chavez. Here's what's happened. Because no one had heard of Crosscheck when we did the film and I did the story for Rolling Stone, right?
Right.
And so I did the story for Rolling Stone and I did a story, it started actually for Al Jazeera in 2014 when I did an interview with this very interesting and unknown politician out of Georgia named Stacey Abrams. and I had this Crosscheck list I got from her evil Secretary of State, and I don't use the word evil just, you know, in a cartoon manner, but he's a cartoon villain. A guy named, the Secretary of State is a guy named Brian Kemp. And I got my hands on, and you'll see it in the film, I got my hands on the actual inside 500,000 names on the purge list that he created called Crosscheck. And I went to her and I showed her this secret list of the people they're going to remove from the voter rolls of Florida. And she said, who came up with this list? And I said, well, the Secretary of State of Kansas gave it to the Brian Kemp of Georgia. And Stacey Abrams, this is back in 14, said to me, Secretary of State of Kansas, that's Chris Kobach. He's a racist. He is a guy who violently despises voters of color and immigrants. Look out for this guy. So I then flew in the film. You'll see me fly to Kansas and confront this guy. And Stacey Abrams gave me a bunch of questions to ask him, which I do on camera, which he's very, very happy with. So he starts, you'll see on camera, he starts running away from me. He starts doing a runner. But understand, I caught him. He would never meet with me. So I caught him in a public park where he can't run away. I had to get through. I pretended I was a local TV guy. I had one of those, you know, microphones with a little cube on it that said four, so it looked like Eyewitness News or something.
Right.
And got in, showed him the stuff. He's running away from me, but it's in the middle of his Republican fundraiser, an ice cream social. And I got to tell you, Joanne, there was only vanilla ice cream. Explain that to me. Explain that. So he's trying to shove the vanilla ice cream in his mouth, screaming at me that I'm a liar and running away from me. And worse, one of his goons, actually she's about 172 years old, they stole my hat. Now, if you know Greg Palast, I wear a fedora.
Yes, you do.
This is a very dangerous thing because even my mother has not seen me without a hat on since the age of four. And she steals my... This is in the film, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, and it was in the other versions. I kept it in this version because it's so delicious. But here you find out that I actually was asking questions given to me by Stacey Abrams. 5 years later, this past November, Stacey Abrams runs for governor against the guy with the list of a half million names to purge given to him by Chris Kobach. He did purge those people. That's how Stacey Abrams lost. And I have to tell you, Stacey Abrams is the first time I've ever had a candidate say Greg Palast is right. Last week she was talking about the fact that I was able to name 340,134 Georgians by name that were illegally removed from the voter rolls. That's why she's not governor.
And Greg,
she cited my numbers.
Wow.
If you want to know what Stacey Abrams is talking about, you got to get the film The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, The Case of the Stolen Election, the 2018 brand new Activist edition of the film. You can only get it by calling 877-500-5266, 877-500-5266. And, you know, so you have to understand, I've been going after this guy, Chris Kobach. I've been going after Brian Kemp for 6 years now.
You know, one of the things I think people don't know, Greg, is that the reason these folks were being purged were that they were primarily African American, other people of color, low-income people. So it's a way to whiten the voter rolls just before a major election comes up.
That's right. And you know what? This is happening. So they use one system called Crosscheck which we go after in the film. This is a Chris Kobach creation. And Kobach is claiming that people are registered or voting in two states, which is a crime.
Right.
But we found out, for example, in the state of Georgia, as I showed Stacey Abrams, there were over 300 guys named James Brown.
Right.
And believe it or not, they found a guy named James Brown in Detroit, and they found a guy named voter named James Brown in Maryland, and a voter named James Brown in Arizona. And they said, well, obviously it's all the same James Brown, even though when I got their secret lists, and that's what Greg Palast does, and this is Greg Palast yakking at you, when I got their secret lists, I found out that virtually every James Brown matched with another James Brown in another state from Georgia to the other state had a different middle name. I kid you not. On his suspect list, you ready for this? You'll see in the film. 2 million matches have mismatched middle names or their junior and senior. They actually said James Brown Jr. has got to be the same voter as James Brown Sr.
Wow.
It is a stunning, horrible, violently racist program because 85 of the 100 most common names in America, Rodriguez, Garcia, Kim, Ho, Black, Johnson, these things, these names are the ones that they are going after. And you know, guess who, what color are these voters?
Yes, yes.
These blue. Are,
right,
because,
right.
Because, look, and in fact, one thing you will see in the film, too, and this is why it's not for children, is you'll see now I'm losing it.
It's all good.
Dancing Gangnam Style, or Voting Gangnam Style, you'll see a whole bunch of Korean-American kids dancing Gangnam Style, and suddenly, well, I won't give away the punchline on that one, but you got to see the film to understand how Donald Trump was elected, supposedly.
Yes.
And here's the thing. It has the new material since the election. I did it before the election. And I, by the way, decided I was originally going to call the subtitle the updated film, I Told You So Now, Pay Attention. But instead, it's The Case of the Stolen Election. And this is a 2018 edition. Call 877-500-5266. This is Greg Powell saying, please do this, how important this is, because, and I'm going to tell you something else. In Kansas, they played, the League of Women Voters played the film 60 times just before the midterms because the architect of this racist purge program, of this program to bleach the voter rolls whiter than white, Chris Kobach, was running for governor. Now, I'm nonpartisan completely. But, you know, they did run the film about this guy, the League of Women Voters and the ACLU, 60 times before the election, and Kobach lost. And so a lot of people thanked me for eliminating Kobach. I don't get involved in partisan races, but
right.
You're welcome.
Right.
So that's all I can say is you're welcome. But if you want this type of investigative reporting, you want the reports you hear on Joanne's program, and you want to support Joanne's program, you want to support the work I do for Democracy Now!, the work I do for all your affiliate stations, but especially KBOO, please call 877-500-5266. This is Greg Palast saying, call 877-500-KBOO and make a $60 donation.
$60, that's it.
$60. And that's only four Capamoca Chino and it's
breaks down to $5.
The best money can buy,
right.
the DVD, and you'll get the story of the real story of Venezuela, and that's $60 for donation for the assassination of Hugo Chavez. My investigative reports for BBC Television, and you will also, if you get both, for $120 minimum donation, the best democracy money can buy. The assassination of Hugo Chavez, you'll also get Steal Back Your Vote, the comic book. And again, the film has great comics by Portlandian Keith Tucker, who you should be proud of the fact that this guy did, obviously he also he did Who Framed Roger Rabbit. I know my film's a little more sophisticated, and Keith did his better
work
for me.
Yes, but the comic is so funny. It's very, very good.
And the comic is good. It should make you cry, too, when you see the theft of American democracy.
Yes.
But if you don't look, I do want to keep it entertaining. I just showed it. I showed it at Spelman College, Martin Luther King's and Stacey Abrams College in Atlanta.
Nice.
And I can tell you that everyone laughed at the beginning of the film.
Right.
And everyone cried at the end.
Yeah, right.
And if you don't, if you don't laugh at the beginning and cry at the end, Greg Palast, I will personally pay for your therapy because you have no emotion. So here's the thing. Please call 877-500-5266. And can I mention something about Venezuela right now?
Yes, please.
Because we are trying. I really want to get you to pick up that phone and get, for $60 donation, get The Assassination of Hugo Chavez. If you already have Best Democracy Money Can Buy, don't need another edition. That's okay. Get The Assassination of Hugo Chavez. Because, and you will find this very important fact that's not discussed. Not discussed on National Petroleum Radio, not discussed on the petroleum broadcast system, but the information gets to you on KBOO. It's about race.
Yes.
It's about race. Now, let me explain something. And by the way, you will see this in the film, too. The role of Hugo Chavez is also in The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. I'll explain that in a second. But what's happening in Venezuela is a racial coup d'etat, an attempt to return to an apartheid system for 400 years. Venezuela was ruled by a tiny, white, wealthy minority. The Nelson Mandela of Venezuela was Hugo Chavez, the first black man to become Venezuela's president in a black and mestizo, an indigenous nation. And he told me, Greg, they'd hate me because I'm negro e indio. I'm black and Indian. And he meant that the way he looked.
Right.
Looked like most Venezuelans. Now, if you go to like gregpalast.com, you'll see a picture of the people that back the self-proclaimed Trump-proclaimed president. This guy Juan Guaido, who's never run for. It's not like he was cheated out of an election or something. He's never run for president ever, and Trump has designated him president of Venezuela. The
Ooh.
Guy is white as snow. He has his pretty model-looking wife and his little white baby. And I'm describing this as a reporter.
Right.
You know, just telling you the shade, okay?
Right.
And if you look at the members of the National Assembly who support this pretender self-proclaimed president, if you look at the opposition members of the Assembly, there's a photo of them, like a class photo in front of the National
right.
Assembly. There's about 60 of them. They look lily white. They shine. It looks like a Republican gathering, a country club. It's all solid white.
I was just going to say, it looks like the cabinet. Looks like the national cabinet, right?
And like in the U.S. Then if you look at the Chavista government, the guy who took Chavez's place, Maduro,
right.
who is continuing his policy. If you look at the supporters and the deputies, the Congress people who support the government, it is all shades of black and brown.
Right.
Because that's what Venezuela looks like.
That's what, right.
And there's twice
exactly.
as many. Right. And so what happens, you will see this in the film, The Assassination of Hugo Chavez. White people, yes, there are massive protests in Venezuela, I can tell you, against the government. And you will see literally 100,000 people marching through the expensive business shopping center district. I kid you not. 100,000. And they are all solid white. I want you to look at those photos of protesters.
Wow.
And you have to ask yourself, in a nation that is mostly mestizo, mostly African, mostly indigenous,
right.
How you have 100,000 people? How come they're all white?
Right. How is that
possible?
They're
not showing you the bigger demonstrations
right.
that were pro Chavista, which are shades of darker shades, basically the shades of the people of Venezuela. And nowhere do you hear about this information about the racial aspect of
yes.
this. The attempt of Trump to create his dream of an apartheid white-controlled state in Venezuela. And by the way, as a bonus, take their oil. That's also obviously right. And powerfully in the assassination of Hugo Chavez, the DVD, a $60 minimum donation by calling 877-500-5266. This is Greg Pallas to ask you to call 877-500-KABU or go to KABU.FM, ask for the Pallas Pack. Now, if you get the assassination of Hugo Chavez at the minimum donation of $60, or you get the best democracy money combined, the brand new activist edition, you can't get it at Best Buy, you can't get it on Amazon, forget about it, you can't get it on iTunes. It is only by calling 877-500-5266, 877-500-KABU. If you make that $60 donation for each film, that's $120, I'm throwing in, steal back your vote. The comic book. Make that call now. My God, this is the moment to step
this
up.
This is it. Up. You know, Greg, this happens every time I talk to you. People are so tuned in to every word that you speak that they forget to go to the phone and make the call. And so we always end up in the last 10 minutes trying to raise like $1,500 for this program. And so I just want to encourage our listeners to multitask just this once and go to the phone or go to your computer. And you don't have to miss the conversation. You can keep the conversation close and you can always download it. So let's go back to Jenna and say thank you to some of the new members and renewing members. And she can let us know just how far we need to go. I suspect we're about 1,000 down and we're ready to like bring that in so that we can make this program successful. Jenna, who do we want to thank?
Well, we want to thank Michael from Portland, who's renewing, Christine from Portland, who's also renewing, and Robert from Oak Grove, who are also renewing. They are awesome at multitasking. Join the multitaskers by calling now before, because I know, Joanne, I pictured you last time, and it was like, okay, everyone's listening to Greg. And then in the last few minutes, everyone tries to call at the same time.
Yes.
And it's like, you know what? Call right now, 877-500-5266. We do have people on the phone, but we have other people who are open right now saying, I'm resting up, waiting for those last 5 minutes when everybody calls at once. No, they're warmed up. They're ready to take your call right now. You don't need to wait till the end, even though I know that's what you Greg Pallas fans like to do. Be bold. Multitask, 877-500-5266, or be bold even more and just use your thumb by going to the mobile app, smashing the donate button because you're smashing the fascism and restoring your humanity. You can also do that at KBOO.FM and click on that donate button. Don't forget, we have a match for this hour, so make sure to take advantage of that and take advantage of those two Greg Pallas DVDs plus the comic book if you can come in there at $120 a year, which is only $10 a month, which that is my Netflix subscription every month.
Right?
So, you know, if you can do that, I say, hey, why not get those two DVDs and the comic book with Keith Tucker's illustrations from here in Portland. You love local.
That's right.
Support local.
We love local and we love international and we love it all.
It's all smashed together in one mashup right there. Yes. Local, international. We got Joanne, super, super local. And then we got Greg, super national and calling out the international. This is your moment. 877-500-5266.
I hear our community responding because folks know that when Greg comes, they're going to get information that they cannot get anywhere else. Mm-hmm. You are a walking encyclopedia, Greg. You have been doing this for so long and you've been so fearless at it. It's been absolutely phenomenal.
It's terrible. I'm unhappy. I'm still, you know what? In the film, you'll see me holding a teddy bear.
Oh.
This is true. Because I had a quadruple bypass, guys.
I remember,
And when I started getting this information about Georgia and how they're stealing the vote from Stacey Abrams, and I'm not talking about 2018, I'm talking about 2014, guys.
Right.
And I said, I'm not doing this. I just got out of the hospital. I'm just going to lie in a hammock.
Right. I'm just going to chill, right?
So you see me, you actually do, this is all really true. I really wanted to quit. I said, I'm done with this, stealing the vote in America, because everyone knows that Hillary Clinton's going to be president, so why am I bothering, right?
Right, right.
And then
that
I started looking into this, and I said, uh-oh.
Right.
I don't think Hillary Clinton's going to be president. I think we are going to have a very, it's going to get really ugly, and I thought two guys, Marco Rubio and Agent Orange out of New York, and I said, the reason I know this is that behind these guys were like the Koch brothers, and you have to ask yourself, why do the Kochs need a White House? Why do they spend the money? And it's not because they aren't, by the way, the Kochs aren't even Republicans. They only recently registered as Republicans. David Koch ran against Ronald Reagan for president. Here's a nice fact.
Wow.
He ran against Reagan for president because he thought Reagan was too liberal. I kid you not. So David Koch ran against him on the Libertarian ticket, saying that Ronald Reagan was just too soft and too liberal. And I can't make that one up. So and Charles Koch had the same that same attitude. And so it's not about Republican or Democrat or right wing, left wing. They want the money.
Yes.
And here's the problem that they have. They needed a guy who will, they made every candidate in, running for president for Republican pledge to build the Keystone XL pipeline. Why do they need the Keystone XL pipeline? And they wrote, they're really angry at me. They, you know, the Kochs, by the way, wrote me and said that they have no interest in the pipeline. I know that they don't own the rusty straw,
right.
But at the end of the pipeline is the Koch refineries,
mm-hmm.
in Corpus Christi. That's because no one seems to ask, why do we run a pipeline from Canada down to Texas? Don't they have some oil in Texas? The Kochs cannot use Texas oil. It's light. It's sweet. It's called Texas Intermediate Light. And they can't use it in their filth factory, which can only use heavy, heavy oil, which comes from two places, Canada. And remember, there is no pipeline there yet coming down. And the other is Venezuela.
Right.
So they have to get the oil from Venezuela, and Hugo Chavez was charging them a massive premium. The Canadians are $15 to $30 a barrel cheaper. The Kochs own that refinery. If they get the pipeline, or they can overthrow the Chavista government in Venezuela, the Guaido, the guy who wants to seize Venezuela, he has already said he's talking to U.S. oil companies through Pompeo and through John Bolton, who is, our National Security Agency neocon freak. And Bolton has actually said on Fox News, we're talking to Exxon, we're talking to U.S. oil companies about taking Venezuela's assets, and he adds, for the Venezuelan people and America. Well, what do you mean you were taking their oil for America? And the answer is, who's getting that oil?
Yes.
It's the Koch brothers. And if you want that story, that's in the two films, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, the Activist Edition. You'll see that story, the XL Pipeline and Hugo Chavez, in Best Democracy, the brand new 2018 edition. And you'll also get additional information in The Assassination of Hugo Chavez, either film, either DVD, for a $60 minimum donation. Make it $120 for both DVDs, and I'll throw in Steal Back Your Vote, the comic book. And I want you to call right now, and I'm going to be silent for a couple minutes, so you can make this call, 877-500-5266, 877-500-5266. Say, hey, Siri, call 877-500-KBOO. I probably activated about 200 iPhones.
Right. It's going to be funny. Wait. Did I want to make that call? Who's that on the line?
Yes, you
That's
going
to be wonderful.
It's
but you know why this is so important, this connection? Because we have a Zenith facility here that is trucking tar sands oil through neighborhoods in Portland metro area. It is coming down from Canada, Zenith facility has expanded what they've done without actually telling state regulators. And of course, we have the worst environmental protection laws and on the West Coast. And Oregon, it's been exposed that we have just allowed the industry, the polluters, to write the rules in the state of Oregon. And this tar sands oil is such a big deal because, as you know, when these accidents happen, communities are destroyed, toxics are released. And in Oregon, we can't even get the state regulators to make them practice what they would do if there was an oil spill that took place in our community. In fact, the regulators say, oh, well, no, well, they change what they would practice for, and they're practicing with gasoline as if tar sands oil and gasoline are one of the same.
Well, I can tell you, you know, there was there's a congressman who was like the number one promoter of the XL pipeline from Little Rock, and then one of the first legs of the pipeline, which happened to go from the Coke refinery into Little Rock. It was like a little extension.
Right.
Then they it busted, and so he got to find out what tar sands oil and heavy oil was all about in Little Rock, and he was screaming and hollering. He said, wait a minute, this is the guy that demanded, actually ran for election with pictures of the pipe behind him.
Whoa, yeah.
Promoting the XL pipeline, and then there was Little Rock in the sludge, and he's screaming and hollering. Well, buddy, you invited the sludge into your district.
Yes.
Let's get the sludge out of Portland.
That's right.
The political sludge, the news goo, my late friend Danny Schechter, the film is dedicated to him, the news goo that you get in your mind, you got to get it out of your mind. You got to use mental floss, and that's KBOO. So call 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-5266. This is Greg Palace. I'd like to read your name. I'd like to thank you personally, as I did Michael and Christine and Robert, who just donated. Thank you very much.
Yes, I bet Jenna has another list. I bet Jenna has another list of folks that we want to thank as well.
Jenna doesn't have a list, not because there's not callers, but because the supervisor, who usually makes a list, is so busy answering phones that they haven't had time to make me listen and update the numbers because literally the phones keep ringing.
I'm loving it.
Because,
you know, it's like, what a problem to have, right?
Right? People right? said, oh, I can multitask.
Right, right.
I will join Michael, Christine, and Robert. And right, and Michael, Christine, and Robert found out it only took a couple minutes.
Yes.
To become so.
Tammy
we,
and Sarah and Curtis, thank you.
Yeah, we don't take you away too long from Greg, so. Give us a call, 877-500-5266. And, you know, maybe on the off chance that the match hasn't been met, it'd be a great time to call right now and make sure we meet the match. But I'm pretty sure that we've met that match, but we have a $1,000 goal for this hour. So help us get there. I know we're not quite there yet. So 877-500-5266. Show off those multitasking skills and show off your appreciation
and
for Joanne and Greg.
Yes, and let me tell you a secret. Whenever Greg's on, we always exceed our goal. Always.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like, it's just a given. And I'm not overconfident. I just know how much people love Greg Palace being on this program because of the uniqueness of the information we get directly from someone who went and got it. Right? You go get it.
Wait, look, we got a list. We
all
have
right,
a new
we
list.
We got a so list.
People to thank. We got all these people renewing. Yes, thank
Yay.
You for renewing. We love that. Continued support. We got Roger.
Well, what's that?
We got
who's
Roger.
That?
We got Karen, Susan, and Michael, all from Portland, calling in to renew their support.
Wonderful.
For Cable. So join them, 877-500-5266, or go online, kboo.fm, and then you don't have to get off the phone. If you're streaming, you can keep streaming, keep listening to Greg and Joanne, and smash the donate button, because it's time to smash fascism, restore your humanity. Those DVDs make you feel like your humanity is being restored. Do some self-care. 877-500-5266.
And they give you the tools for the next battle, because we know the next battle's coming. 2020 is right around the corner. And from what we've seen, I mean, talk about, we are in a state of chaos and crisis. And I don't know about you, but I don't know, I don't know anybody who got a tax break. That remember the one that was being written as they were on their way to the floor to vote for
it? I thought you were a billionaire, Joanne.
Hey, apparently I'm not. I don't know anyone who actually got money paid less taxes, right? And I don't hang out with the billionaire class, so that might be why. But, you know, that wasn't what we were sold. So we're going to have to hold people accountable for that.
Well, and this is Greg Palast. By the way, I want to thank Roger and Karen, and I want to thank Susan and Michael for making the donation.
Yes.
It's $60 minimum donation for the best democracy money can buy. This is the activist edition of the case of the stolen election. This was specially commissioned by Reverend Jackson. And you get with it, by the way, it's licensed to be shown. There's no fee to license to show it in your community, school, church, whatever conspiracy you might have going.
A wonderful organizing tool, right?
By the way, if you do want that for an organizing tool, if you do make this donation of $60 minimum to KBOO, and you say, Greg, I'm going to do a community showing or a group showing, neighborhood showing, or whatever, we'll send you movie posters and
yes.
We'll send you all kinds of good stuff, because I want to support you and I want to support KBOO. This is so important to me.
Yes.
Please, I can't tell you how many people say, you do great work, Greg. I would really like to support your work. Well, you know what? I get my stuff in Rolling Stone. I get my stuff on the air at BBC and all over the world, Arte out of Germany and Switzerland and in Telesur all throughout Latin America, etc. I'm everywhere but in my home country.
Right.
And to get my words out, I can't do that without KBOO. And you will never get the information that you're hearing from me. I told you about how if you get the film The Assassination of Hugo Chavez, you'll understand also it's about race as much as it's about
yes.
oil. Yes, we're trying to steal the oil, but we're doing it by trying to return the apartheid control of a small white elite. That's really what it's about. And Venezuela has the world's largest supply of oil. It's super heavy oil. That's what the Cokes need. That's what they lust for. That it's about the Cokes, it's about super heavy oil, and it's about racism. And our elections are the same thing.
You'll see
Hugo Chavez in the film, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, the activist edition, The Case of the Stolen Election, not available at Best Buy, not available on Amazon. You can only get it by calling 877-500-5266. This is Greg Palast. What do I have to do? Do I have to, like, grab your phone for you?
Do you have to demand that Siri just dials the number again, 877-500-5266? We are down to like 8 minutes to go, and I know that there are folks that have been just waiting because they do not want to miss a word that you say, but I want to encourage them to go to the phone now. As we all know, KBOO is a lean, mean, fighting machine. We have less than 7 paid staff people with hundreds of volunteers, but it takes all of us to keep community radio thriving in our community, because as you know, with less and less and less media outlets, this is one of the few places where you get the real facts, the real deal, directly from us to your listening device. And it is critical that we are strong. We are still strong because of people in our community who constantly support this station. 877-500-5266 or KBOO.FM. And so, Greg, as we are preparing to move into the next election cycle, I got to tell you, I was really excited last election cycle to see so many young people get off the sideline and throw themselves into the political process. Many of them were successful, but 2020 is right around the corner. And as you know, number 45 is preparing for his reelection campaign. What do we need to do to be prepared for 2020?
Unstupid yourself. That is, you got to listen to KBOO, and I'm going to be down there reporting for Democracy Now! And for Joanne Hardesty and for Flashpoints.
Excellent.
And for your program. Seriously, I will be doing this reporting, and I'm doing it. And like when you talk about young people,
yes.
I was in Georgia, and there was a young woman who is a student who's been trying her heart out to register, and they're running her through circles. It's my daughter. She's a Georgia citizen. She could not get registered to vote.
Wow.
And this is a program that they've run to keep students from voting in several states, and especially in Georgia. This is why Stacey Abrams said, she cited my figure that 340,134 people were wrongly removed from the voter rolls of Georgia. And by the way, a lot of the best democracy money can buy takes place in Georgia.
Right.
It's telling you what's going on there. And I'm conceding that I'm not going to be inaugurated governor.
Right.
But I'm not conceding that I lost the vote. Finally, someone said, I'm listening to Palestine. Actually, like I said, she helped me on the investigation.
Right.
Way back before she ever ran. And I want to tell you, if you want that story, if you want the future stories, if you want to hear them, you're not going to get them anywhere else.
No, you're not.
You're not going to get them anywhere else. You're not going to get them on National Petroleum Radio. You have to go to 877-500-5266, 877-500-KBOO. This is so important, and I got to tell you that the film, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, the case of the stolen election, with the Rolling Stone articles, the broadcasts on Democracy Now! And Flashpoints and others, the cross-check program that we are describing in the film is falling apart.
Yes.
The state of Illinois, along with my co-plaintiff, the Reverend Jesse Jackson, who commissioned the film, and Illinois pulled out.
Yes.
We had Indiana we've caught them cheating. They were told by the courts to stop using cross-check, and we've caught them there. I got a lawsuit that I'm winning in Georgia to make them open their files. The Brian Kemp's successor as Secretary of State, he already stole his vote, but they're not going to steal it again. The new Secretary of State has come out with her hands up and her files open, and so we're winning. State after state is pulling out of the cross-check program. But then I found new and deeper evils. And it's not just the cross-check program, but other things are discussed in The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. It's all about removing voters of color.
Yes, it is.
And that's the whole thing. And now they're going after, and this is a big one, I'm the first reporter to begin discussing something that's never been discussed, is the massive suppression of the Asian American vote. It is massive.
Wow.
It's ugly. And in Georgia, they were literally threatening Asian American voter registration groups with arrest. I covered that story in The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. The
and Asian, so, Greg.
And why? Because, and I'm going to tell you why, Joanne. Because,
Greg,
20 years ago, the Asian American community, and this includes most Muslim Americans, were registered Republican in the majority.
Right.
Muslim Americans until 2000 and other Asian American groups, Korean American groups, Chinese American, tended to vote Republican. Now they vote. And in the film you'll see it. It's done as a bit of a joke. You'll see these Korean kids dancing. They call it voting Gangnam Style, and pop, pop, pop. They turn into John Lewis. Because literally, you'll see John Lewis dancing Gangnam Style. I guarantee you will not see this in any other film. John Lewis dancing Gangnam Style. And he's helping me illustrate the point that they're going after Asian American voters because they now vote as if they've turned black. 75% of Asian Americans vote Democratic, and so now they are targets.
So, Greg, we're going to have to end on this note because we are out of time, believe it or not. I cannot wait.
Though. Please keep calling. Please
yes,
keep calling.
Yes, yes. 877-500-5266. K-Boo, and I love you, Greg Palast. You are always there for us. I am very grateful. This has been Voices from the Edge. We'll see you next week. Same time, same place, same station. Have a great, great day.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Good morning. This is KBOO Portland. It's 8:59. Coming up next, it's Press Watch from 9 to 12 this morning. Press Watch is just in time for fascism smashing season. Teresa Mitchell brings you all the news you're not supposed to know with special guests and an exclusive Press Watch thank you membership gift Press Watch t-shirts. This is KBOO, and coming up next, Press Watch.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who've donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Bridges Cafe and Catering, located at 2716 Northeast Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Bridges is a restaurant and catering company that's open daily. More information available at bridgescafeandcatering.net. Lunch was provided by Porcano Taqueria, located in North Portland at 3524 North Mississippi Avenue. Porcano Taqueria has been serving Portland since 2005 and has been committed to both the communities and the food that they serve. More information online at porcanotacos.com or at their two locations on North Mississippi and Southeast Hawthorne Boulevard. Dinner was provided by Namaste, located at 8303 Northeast Sandy Boulevard. Namaste incorporates the culture and heritage of India into their restaurant, offering lunch and dinner buffets. They also host special events. More information available at namasteindiancuisine.com. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Portland Eco Film Festival from Friday, April 19th through Sunday, April 21st at the Hollywood Theater in Portland. The Portland Eco Film Festival celebrates Earth Day 2019 with a weekend of films, including a special 420 screening of Dreams, a documentary about Brazilian modernist landscape designer Roberto Burle Marx and the world's first giraffeologist who fought for women's rights in scientific fields, and more. Again, that's Portland Eco Film Festival from Friday, April 19th through Sunday, April 21st at the Hollywood Theater.